The going was easy, and late summer weather proved pleasant. A leisurely pace was dictated by their healing wounds and the fact that Sunflash wanted to take cuttings and young plants from practically everywhere. Togget taught Rockleg and Fleetrun to tug at their noses and speak in a rustic manner. Briony could scarce stifle her laughter at the two hares and the mole, chewing on long straws and presenting the Badger Lord with the strangest things as they affected the tone of bumpkins.
Ooh, Lordy Sunflesh, you be a wonderful stone, mayhap if any planted, to grow into a beautiful pebble bush.
Sunflesh played them well at their own game, tossing the stone up and batting it out of sight with his mace, aping their speech.
Why, thank you, Gaffer Rockleg. Perhaps if yon pebble sticks up in a sky, it will become a shiny star one night.
Early in the morning of the third day, they arrived at the junction of the river and slipstream. Immediately, the bank vole Ilfril poked his head out in high bad temper.
Julian Trespassing, who are you?
The metal studded end of a huge battle mace thudded down near the hole entrance, and Ilfril found himself staring into a great gold-striped badger's face, whose voice boomed out.
I am Sunflesh the Mace, Badger Lord of Salamandastron, and I like a bank vole for breakfast each morn. Who are you?
There was a frantic scuttle of paws as Ilfril fled down into his home, followed by a nervous squeak.
Just a poor creature who lives down here and minds his own business, Lord. Feel free to walk anywhere.
They sat laughing at the river's edge, watching the sprawling raft pull up to the bank. Duddle cried out heartily.
Welcome, friends, and jump aboard. You're welcome to all we can afford. There's the wife, two little uns, and myself, and plenty of victuals upon the shelf.
Arundo came dashing from the hut in the centre of the raft. He stared in awe at the badger and said,
Can I jump on your stomach, sir?
Rockleg winked at the little hedgehog.
Of course you can, old chap, as long as you let Lord Sunflesh jump on your stomach first. What?
Clematis Rosalie came out to wag a paw at them.
You know what'll happen if my mama catches any of you jumping on each other's stomachs?
Togget smiled and nodded.
Oi, she'm cutting her tails off us with a single swipe, missy.
Arundo confirmed this with a chopping sweep of his tiny paw.
Finger swipe, straight off.
Immediately they were aboard. Duddle cast off and lashed the tiller in position. Introductions were made all around, and a happy band of voyagers retired to the cabin hut for a celebration breakfast. Briony thought the cabin seemed smaller, though it was only the massive presence of Sunflash within the confined space that created this impression. Even though the fragrant aromas arising from the stove in tantalising wisps set his mouth to watering, Duddle Polespike felt it was his duty to first make an announcement.